Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode of our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, we visit with Cam. We Zoomed with Cam the morning of Friday, July 17th. We talk about the new single, Classic. We'd also talk about what it's like to be a new mom, and of course, what Cam's been up to during the strange times of 2020 and COVID-19. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Cam. That is brand new from Cam. It is called Classic, and it is out today. And that is, if that is just not the perfect Friday going into the weekend summertime song, I don't know what is. Cam, good morning, and welcome to Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Good morning.
I must say, now, I often in the media, we'll get an advance on something by a few days, so you can kind of hear it ahead of time. I purposely did not listen. I woke up this morning. First thing I did was pop it in on Spotify on my drive in. I wanted to listen like the fans, and I was smiling from the second I heard it. What a great single.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's some trust, too.
You know,
you
that's
trusted a, well, that you would have the organic experience. I like that.
That's a valid point. That there is some trust there. I like that. So,
I appreciate that.
Well, welcome to Coffee, Country, and Cody. New album coming soon, and exciting new partnership for you as well with the folks at Triple Tigers here in Nashville. Huh?
Yeah, it's so fun to have a home in Nashville again. I just feel like it's really exciting. It's so fun to have things go back to radio now, and you know, it's a whole gang of people that I've missed. Yeah. So it's kind of nice reconnecting with everybody. And yeah, this is definitely a fun way to say hi again.
Yeah.
You know,
music.
A little bit brighter than Burning House.
Yeah. That is opposite ends of the spectrum, I think. Yeah. Musically, of course, the folks at Triple Tigers, home to the likes of Scotty McCrary and Gone West. So you're in some really great company there too.
Yeah. Right. I love that team. For anybody in any profession, I think nothing can replace believing in each other. And I really honestly just love this team, love how honest and just hardworking they are. And I mean, I know you guys know this too, just in your neck of the woods, it's just, there's nothing that is better than that.
Yeah.
You can have, I mean, they have the skills and they have the drive, and we have this kind of like, belief in each other, which is magical. We've been working on this for a hot second to get it all set up, and it's so nice to now be like, it's here.
Well, it's a lot like being in studio with a producer you can trust. It's the whole
right?
ball game, right? I mean, you can't trust the people you're with. It's not good.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't that hit? I feel like it hits deeper right now as all of us reevaluate our lives during quarantine and COVID. It's like, what is worth it? And it's like, good people.
Yeah.
Good people are so worth it.
Well, we were talking.
That's what Classic.
Yeah.
Classic is kind of about that, honestly, about this like this love that transcends time and trends, and doesn't matter, you know, what the hairstyle is. Like, this person is going to be the one you can turn to tell the same silly joke, and they're going to laugh their ass off.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like such a good feeling to have those kinds of people in your life.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one to play live too. When playing live is something we can do again,
I know.
So your last time at the Opry was February 18th. I got to be at the podium that night. Lucy Marvel got to come out and be introduced to the crowd at the Opry House. You know, on the calendar, that's only about 4 or 5 months ago. It seems like 4 or 5 years ago. It's like we've all in this weird time warp, huh?
I know, but I do have to say, I acknowledge the time warp for everyone, and then I especially acknowledge being a new parent time warp is like, I have no clue what day it is. Everything is on 2 hours to the next feeding.
All right. Well, now I'll introduce you to Eric Markham, also on New Parent Time Warp. You are both parents to about 7-month-old baby girls.
Thank you. You as well, Cam. Yeah. Our little girl, Rowan Michelle Markham, born December 3rd.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And beautiful Lucy, name, too.
And Lucy's the 21st? Of December, is that right? 19th of
yeah,
December.
Yeah, she was supposed to be a 26th, like a Christmas baby, and then she was breached.
Oh, okay.
So we had to go in and pop her out the old sterile hospital way.
As if we aren't connected anymore, my birthday is December 19th.
Oh, no! Wow. Oh, yeah, it's just been so interesting, like, trying to guess her personality. And, you know, with the sort of horoscopes, like, oh, if you're December 19th, what does that mean? Can I see her and you, and what is that all about? Like, my birthday, I share my birthday with Billy Currington, and every now and then I'm like, oh, there it is. There's that November 19th spark. I know what that is.
Okay, I don't want to disturb you all, but I share my birthday with Lee Harvey Oswald, so that might be. So anyway, Cam has left the studio now. I've had enough of this. I'm not talking to this man anymore. I love following you on social media. It's at Cam Country on Instagram and Twitter, and the website is simply camcountry.com. But you post some great photos, and I must say, so it's hard to tell with this face, but I'm 56, but I've got a 7-year-old. I snuck him in at 49. And, you know, when he was young, he got really congested and stuff like all kids do. And we had the little, you know, eyedropper thing to try and get all the stuff out. But we did not have the snot sucker that I saw Adam with online. That thing looked really cool.
I mean, I don't know if cool is the word he would use, but he sucks snot out of our dog. You, because they, poor things can't get it out themselves, you know, and they're crying. And yeah, I use the squeezy kind of ball thing you're talking about. Yeah. But there's this other one where you can have a tube in your mouth, and all your listeners are about to puke up their morning coffee. Tube in your mouth. Other end of the tube is in the baby's nose. And there's a filter in between. Mm-hmm. But something about knowing where the tube is and what kind of sucking you're doing. I mean, I try and liken it to, like, you know, in the summer when you kind of suck on the garden hose to get something going it's kind of like that, but there's snot on one end. So, yeah.
Well, I was kind of envious, to be honest. I wish I'd had one of those 7 years ago. So, well, the crazy thing about kids is it takes like 5 or 6 years before they even realize how to, like, blow their nose. The concept, they breathe in. They don't breathe. They can't get. And you tell them to breathe out. They go, well, they're not out of your mouth, out of your nose. And they just, they can't do it. But
I have a friend that jokes that we're still in the potato phase. Yeah. So, like, they're adorable, but there's not the full personality yet. Oh, so you're kind of taking care of the little potato.
Oh, wow. Well, we mentioned that nobody's really been able to do many live shows. There have been a few of the drive-in things and such. But you've been able to connect with your fans with Coffee with Cam. How long has that been going on?
Yeah. You know, I used to do it before shows. Like, even back when I was on tour with Brad Paisley in, like, 2016 or something, you know, we would kind of meet at a local coffee shop and have fans come say hi. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, it's kind of fun to do it again. It honestly, it feels like a very interesting moment because you really just get to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. There's no rules right now. And it feels silly to make it about, you know, what makes you the most money or whatever. I mean, it's just like, what do you feel like getting up and doing in the morning? And I just like talking to the people that I'm talking to and talking about what I'm talking about. I mean, kind of like what you're doing here. And if you enjoy it, then I think it comes across to everybody as something that's interesting. Yeah. So.
We are going to feature, by the way, on the other side of the break, I love the song, but I especially love the video as well that goes along with Redwood Tree. The animation in that is so cool. First off, who's responsible? Because the folks on Circle Television will get to see that in about 5 or 6 minutes. The video's great.
It's Lior Molcho's the director, and it's stop animation. So and I actually have a behind the scenes that you should go check out too. It's like a video that shows how they do it. They cut out a piece of paper, film it, and then cut the piece of paper with a tiny movement, film that, tiny movement, film that. So it's very time consuming, which is, I think it speaks to how much passion you have to do to make something and how sweetly devoted he was to this song and how much he loved it. Because, I mean, they just made it so, it's like a tearjerker at the end when I like pick up my dog. Just,
like claymation back in the day.
Yes. It kind of reminds me of Gumby or something.
Yes. Our viewers on Circle Television will get to see that in about 5 or 6 minutes. And certainly on WSM, you'll get to hear it as well. Cam, come see us in studio when we're allowed to have people come see us in studio.
Yes.
Great visiting with you.
I will. All right. So nice to see you guys.
Okay. Be safe.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.